5%. The government says it'll consider a report which says it should pay out billions of pounds to women impacted by the rise in the pension age. It was increased from 60 to 65 in 2010, but the parliamentary ombudsman says women weren't properly informed. Angela Madden, who leads the campaign for justice, says parliament should think about the election.
There are 3.6 million women waiting to decide who they should vote for. So the MPs have a chance to put this right. It will cost probably in the region of £36 billion, but they've already saved £181 billion by making this change.
The Foreign Secretary has accused Israel of delaying the delivery of UK-funded humanitarian aid to Gaza. Lord Cameron says there's been a hold-up at the border for almost 3 weeks because of what he calls arbitrary denials. Simon Harris is officially putting himself forward to become the new Prime Minister of Ireland. He's been backed by a number of Fine Gael colleagues to be their new party leader after Leo Varadkar announced he'd be stepping down. Wales manager Rob Page says they can't underestimate their opponents as they look to secure their place at Euro 2024. They host Finland in their playoff semi-final this hour.
Irrespective of who we're playing against, we have to bring our A game, whether it's Armenia, whether it's Croatia away. We have to deliver the same values as what we do that gets us the success. If we do that, the results will take care of itself, whether we're the favourites or the underdogs.
And Leicester City have been referred to an independent commission for breaking the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules. The team, who were relegated to the Championship last season, also failed to submit their audited accounts to the league. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, how you doing? Hope you're safe. Well, it's 7:02 on a Thursday night. Thanks very much, as always, to Darren for 98 Not Out. He'll be back next week between 6 and 7, and he's here just to remind you for Reggae Revival between 10 and midnight on Wednesdays as well. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
Whoa. paint your picture just to get me started. I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was brokenhearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is only the beginning. Oh, my love, a thousand kisses from you is never enough. I just don't wanna stop. Oh, my
late, great Luther Vandross and Never Too Much. First off this week, the Essex Senior Cup final for 2024 took place on Tuesday night. It was between Skype League 2 club Colchester United, who have fielded an under-21 side in the competition this season, and Redbridge of the Isthmian North. And because the game normally takes place at Colchester's Community Stadium, to keep it as a neutral venue, it was switched to Dagenham and Redbridge's ground, the Chigwell Construction Stadium. And down there watching the final on Tuesday night was Jack Patmore, and we can hear his report on the match right now.
Redbridge clinched the BBC Essex Senior Cup with a 5-4 sudden death penalty shootout victory over Colchester United. An uneventful opening half hour saw both sides limited to few chances. Colchester, with the threat of first-team regular Samson Tavide, were hoping their youthful experience would guide them to County Cup glory, and they nearly opened the scoring when the 20-year-old was sent through, but heavy touch cost him as Connor Wheatley collected. With the final on a knife edge, Colchester continued to probe, and a goalmouth scramble resulted in many used players trying their luck, but they just couldn't break down a resolute Redbridge rearguard. The second half was swaying into Colchester's favour, as they looked the more likely side to strike the first blow. 1 minute into the second half, and Hakeem Sanders' strike hit the crossbar before substitute Khalil Green could only head wide from close range. The Oscar Thorne and Sander link-up continued to torment Redbridge, as the former provided for the ex-Tottenham Hotspur youngster, leading to a good stop from Wheatley on 55 minutes. Colchester continued to have the majority of the chances, while Redbridge were just looking to hold on in the closing stages at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, a late venue change due to the ongoing pitch problems at Colchester United's JobServe Community Stadium. The motormen came close in one of their only chances of the second half, with just under 10 minutes remaining, as Bradley Bennett's delivery from a free kick begged to be tapped home by a red shirt, but nobody was there to do so. They seemed to now spring into life, and they nearly nicked it in the dying embers as Suman Nandi navigated past a few Colchester players, only to be met by a superb save from Hornby. After both sides scored their first two in the shootout, they both had efforts saved in the third, with Green and Ronnie Wynn being denied. The game headed into sudden death, and the lottery of a penalty shootout was to cost Colchester, as Frankie Edwards' strike was saved, with Clark converting for Redbridge to seal this season's County Cup.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. And Jack was a busy man on Tuesday night. He was down there working for the Essex County FA, and he was doing match updates on their social media and the like. So good of him to find the time to do a report for us as well. Great work, Jack. Thank you very much indeed. And congratulations to Redbridge. Quite a feat for a club from non-league step four to win the county competition, especially as they've only come up from the Essex Senior League last season. They've had a challenging campaign in the East Midlands North this season, and coming up against a side, albeit an under 21 side from a football league club. I think that was quite a feat. So congratulations to the Motormen Essex Senior Cup winners for 2024.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So now we turn our attention to the National League, and Southend United had a long trip to the North East on Saturday to take on Hartlepool United, another side in the mid-table places currently, and it was a goalless draw at Victoria Park. Fine win for Dagenham and Redbridge, who took on Maidenhead United at Victoria Road and ran out 4-1 winners. They were 2-0 up at half-time thanks to first-half goals from Harry Phipps and Josh Rees. Tristan Abrahams pulled one back for Alan Devonshire's side in the 66th minute, but an 84th minute penalty for the Daggers from Ryan Hill and the last minute goal from Lewis Page meant that the home side ran out of 4-1 winners. And so that means that Southend United are now in 11th place in the table on 51 points. Dagenham and Redbridge, they are 12th on 49. At the top of the table, Chesterfield only need one more point to clinch the league title. They might have done so last night, but they were beaten 4-2 at FC Halifax Town. But they face Bournemouth Wood on Saturday afternoon at home, and a win or draw from that one will be enough to confirm promotion back to the Football League for them. Barnet, 21 points behind them in second place, also in the playoff spots. Bromley, Solihull Moors, Aldershot Town, FC Halifax Town and Altrincham. But the other end, Oxford City still bringing up the rear, and it does look like they're returning to step two next season. The three sides above them could still get out of it. Then certainly not cut adrift. Dorking Wanderers, Kidderminster Harriers and York City are the other sides in the relegation zone. So, on to the National League South, where Saturday saw a 3-1 win for Chelmsford City in second place at home to Bath City at Melbourne Park. Over 1,000 watching that one, and Josh Castiglione, Jermaine Francis and Freddie Hockey were the scorers for Robbie Simpson's Clarets. They're now only 7 points behind leaders Yeovil Town, although Yeovil have played one less than them. They were held to a goalless draw at Slough. Braintree Town, meanwhile, in third place, 5 points behind City, but with a game in hand on them. They won 1-0 at Braintree Town on at Weymouth on Saturday. Captain Barry Altinsop, the scorer of the only goal of the game for them at 14 minutes from time. Disappointment for Aveley, although they could still make the playoff spots. They're currently in ninth place. They lost 3-1 at Farnborough, though they made a good start, winning a penalty in the 10th minute. That was converted by Sidhu Adelusi, but Farnborough replied three times to take all 3 points. Braintree picks up another point at Cressing Road on Tuesday night. It was a quick return fixture at home to Weymouth this time, but this time they couldn't get past the Terrors' defence, and the match finished 0-0. So aside from Chelmsford and Braintree in the playoff spots, it's currently Hampton, Richmond Borough in fourth, and Worthing in fifth, Maidstone in sixth, and St Albans in seventh. At the other end of the table, Dover Athletic bringing up the rear and pretty much cut adrift, to be honest. Havant Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Dartford are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. In the relegation zone. We're going to take a look at the Isthmian Premier League shortly after we've heard the current song from The Killers. This is Spirits.
Process pain.
I am John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. So we had two non-league matches featured on Phoenix Sport last Saturday. One of those was in the Isthmian Premier League, the game of the day, really, with table toppers Hornchurch taking on Billericay Town, a side who were looking to turn around their recent dismal run of results in the league. And down there watching for us at Bridge Avenue was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from Bridge Avenue. Hornchurch go one step closer to sealing the Isthmian Premier Division title with a 4-1 victory over Billericay Town. Even though the visitors made a bright start, it was Hornchurch who neatly carved out an opening on 5 minutes. Sean Scannell's inch-perfect cross fell for Liam Nash, who couldn't direct his effort on target. Billericay controlled the majority of the possession, but struggled to summon much of a goal for it. That was until Ryan Henshaw nearly put them ahead with an ambitious strike from distance that had to be tipped over by Joe Wright. However, the Urchins are sat at the summit for no good reason, and they broke the deadlock just before the half-hour mark. Ex-Southend United man Maro Vilhet's surging run from a Billericay corner saw him provide for Scannell, whose shot was parried by Dan Wilkes into the path of Femi Akinmonde, who swept home. The Blues were still in this one, though, and came close to drawing level just before the break, as Frankie Merrifield, then Matt Johnson, tried their luck, but the latter was denied with a fine stop by Wright. Was it not for the brilliance of Dan Wilkes in the opening exchanges of the second half, the Urchins would have doubled their advantage. He first prevented Akinmonde from netting his brace with a vital close-range stop before denying Liam Nash's curling effort. The balance of power was now shifting, and Alfie truly gave the league leaders something to think about after he managed to poke past Wright from close range. Gary McCann would have wondered how his side didn't take the initiative, as truly was denied with a header from point-blank range, before Bradley Stevenson's rifled strike from distance had to be pushed away by Wright. The goal, however, only served in galvanising the Urchins into action, and out of nothing showed their winning mentality by regaining their one-goal cushion on 73 minutes. Tom Wright's cross was met by the head of captain Ryan Scott, who guided into the net. Hornchurch made their dominance pay further moments later as they added a third. Scannell had an opportunity just before in a similar move, but this time he converted as quick movement caused confusion amongst the Billericay defence. Akinmonde came back to haunt his former employers as he made sure of the 3 points with a fourth as he slipped in behind the Billericay defence and held his nerve to fire into the corner. It finishes here, Hornchurch 4, Billericay 1.
So, Billericay's run without a win continues, and they're actually out of the playoff spots now. I'll go through the table shortly after I've gone through the other Isthmian Premier League results. Also in action on Saturday were Hashtag United. They hosted Potters Bar Town at the Len Salmon Stadium, and they were beaten by 3-2 after leading 2-0 after 19 minutes. Max Cornhill put the tags ahead on 8. Nathan Smith made it 2-0 on 19. But Potters Bar replied twice before the interval and also 9 minutes into the second half. And they finished up being 3-2 winners. Defeat 2 for Canvey Island. They travelled down to East Kent to take on Folkestone Invicta, and they were beaten by 1-0. And their struggling neighbours, Concord Rangers, still battling to get out of trouble, but they lost 2-1 at Cheshunt. They were 2-0 down at half-time. Harrison Day replied for the Beach Boys just after the interval, but it turned out to be a consolation. Tuesday night, meanwhile, saw Hornchurch travel to Hastings United, and the Urchins lost 1-0, only their second league defeat of the season. Canvey Island lost again. They hosted Horsham at Movie Star Stadium, and they were 2-0 down by half-time. Jamie Salmon replied for the goals 2 minutes after the restart, but they couldn't add to that. And the visitors returned to West Sussex with all 3 points. Meanwhile, just down the road from there at the Aspects Arena, it was another defeat for Concord Rangers. They lost 2-0 at home to Potters Bar Town, the side who also beat Hashtag on Saturday. And we're looking over their shoulders at one stage, but Potters Bar have managed to steer clear of trouble. Instantly, Concord are in action again this evening, looking to clear their fixture backlog. They are at home to Enfield Town. I'll keep an eye on that towards the end of the show.
I was not looking for Linda, but Linda found me hiding away on the slow train home. Is this one for Paisley, or you got to help me? She used to work there a long time ago. She spent £35 in one pack of ciggies, running an errand for him and she kept running straight down to Lead Central, took him to City.
Track from the late 1980s, Hugh and Cry, Looking for Linda.
Hi, join me, Joan Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to be fair.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98. 98. FM.
So just concluding our look at the ESPN Premier League, Hornchurch remain top of the table, 11 points clear of second place Chatham Town, who have played two more games than they have, despite their defeat at Hastings on Tuesday night. Horsham, third. Enfield Town, fourth. Wingate, Finchley, fifth. Billericay Town, following a pretty abysmal run of games without a win, have dropped out of the playoff spots into seventh place. Hashtag currently 11th. Canvey Island sit in 16th. And Concord Rangers currently at the bottom of the table. And despite having games in hand, above all the sides above them, they are currently 12 points from safety, and it's going to be increasingly difficult for them to get out of trouble, it seems, but we wish them all the best nonetheless. Now moving on to the Isthmian North and Brentwood Town, who have been in very good form and are currently in the playoff spots. They travelled up to Suffolk on Saturday to take on fellow promotion hopefuls Felixstowe and Walton United. And following them up there was Andy Gardner. We can hear his report now.
And the final score here at Felixstowe, it's Felixstowe and Walton United 1, Brentwood Town 0. Disappointment for Brentwood on the road. They've lost that fantastic away record, one of the best in non-league football at the moment. But Felixstowe are second for a reason. Well, they've actually gone top with this result. One mistake has cost Brentwood big time this afternoon. They definitely deserved at least a point from this game. They had the bulk of the chance in the first half. George Sykes denied by the legs of Josh Blunkle to 6 minutes, and then Ramel Aarons Royal put a header, free header from a corner over the bar a minute later. Second half, more of the same. Brentwood really pushing. John and Zengo had a couple of chances. One Blunk only just managed to save. But the game's key moment came on the hour, and it actually came from a Brentwood corner. It was cleared. Three touches later, it was in the Brentwood net. Great counter from Felix, though. A great finish, too, for man of the match, Zach Brown. Rounded Minter and put it into the net. That was the only goal of the game in front of a crowd of 302. And so you can celebrations here because Felix, though, have gone top. Jumping above Lowestoft. As for Brentwood, it's looking like playoffs now. It's going to be looking too far away from the top two now. But they can hit back. They've got two games this coming week, Tuesday and Friday, to try and bounce back. It's finished here. Felixstowe and Walton 1, Brentwood Town 0.
So Brentwood's really impressive run away from home coming to an end on Saturday. Elsewhere, Bowes and Pitsy travelled to Witham Town and picked up a 4-2 victory. A couple of first half goals from Thomas Stagg saw them go into the interval with a 2-0. 2-0 in the lead at Spa Road. Archie McFadden replied for Witham 9 minutes after the restart. Benes Vavida and Luke Reeve later made it 4-1, both of those scoring for Bowers. And Joshua Sude pulled one back for Witham 3 minutes from time, but Bowers held out for all 3 points there. Meanwhile, Walthamstow, just outside the playoff spots at the moment, they won 2-0 at Wroxham. Ollie Sossi-Imbo converted a 15th-minute penalty for Stowe, and Johnville Renee scored a second on 57 minutes, so they returned to East London with all 3 points. Elsewhere, a really impressive win for Brightling Sea Region. They beat Lowestoft Town by 2-1, and that combined with Felixstowe's win over Brentwood saw Lowestoft finally drop out of the top spot in the North Division. Goals either side of half-time from Teddy Collis ensured all 3 points for Regent. Meanwhile, Hayley Swifts enjoyed a victory on the road. They won 3-1 at Enfield thanks to goals from Ben Sartain and a second-half brace from Jack Adlington. It finished great. Athletic 2, Redbridge 0 at Shadfield. Matascana scored after 3 minutes. Darren Gordon netted a second for Darren Manning's men just before the hour. And it was also a victory for Maldon Tiptree. I hosted Ipswich Wanderers and 1-2-0 thanks to second half goals from Lewis Britton and Harry Honesty. So that was Saturday's matches. On to Tuesday night, and it was an absolute rout at the Brentwood Centre Arena. Brentwood Town put 9 past poor old Stowmarket Town without reply. And impressively, I'm just looking at a list of goal scorers here. With one exception, it was a different goal scorer every time. I think Daniel Ogalei got a couple. Alex O'Crofy, Connor Hogan, Jonathan Nzengo, Shadon Gandu, Mekki McKenzie, Andrew Freeman and Ryan Reid also scored. Do feel sorry for Stowmarket. They are bottom of the table, still without a win. This season, I know the story behind that. I had a financial backer who pulled out. I think all the senior players left, and they've basically been fielding a side of 16 and 17 year olds all season, so it has been very difficult for them. Grace Athletic scored another win on Tuesday night. They beat Brightley Sea Region 1-0 at Shadfield. Billy Crook with the only goal of the match in the 41st minute. And last night there were a couple of games. Basildon United travelled to Enfield and won 3-0 thanks to goals from Samir Ali, Sid Walker and Ruben Bartlett Antwi. And Walthamstow travelled out to Norfolk to take on Goulston, and that match finished goalless. So, Felixstowe Moreton now sitting on top of the table, 1 point ahead of Lowestoft Town, who dropped to second. Bury Town in third. Brentwood, despite their defeat on Saturday, still in fourth. And Barrows and Pitsea are fifth. Walthamstow, they are in sixth place. Basildon United, seventh. Haybridge are eighth. Maldon Tiptree, ninth. Brightley Sea Region, the tenth. Wisham Town, 13th. Redbridge, 15th. And Grays Athletic are currently in 16th place. On to the Southern League. Just before I do, a couple of bits of transfer news, actually, from the ESPN North. Forward Jordan Watson has left Walthamstow to join Potterswell Town of the ESPN Premier League. And as a new signing of Grays Athletic, they have signed attacking midfielder Albert Perry, whose former clubs include Basildon United, Witton Town and Harlow Town. So now on to the Southern League Division 1 Central, where Waltham Abbey picked up a goalless draw on Saturday away at Kempton Rovers, and they lost on Tuesday night. They were beaten 3-2 at Aylesbury United, but they are still just about hanging in the playoff spots in fifth place. So moving on to the Essex Senior League, and this week's results were as follows. There was a 3-2 win last Friday night for FA Vars semi-finalist Romford at Ilford. Bower won by 3-2. On Saturday, finished at Athletic, Newham 0, Wolford Town 2, Barking 4, Saffron Walden Town 0, Buckhurst Hill 4, Tilbury 0. Housted Town 4, Coleshill Town 0, Hubwich Sports 0, Sporting Beggar United 1, Little Oakley 4, Great Wakering Rovers 2, a goalless draw between Takeley and Frenford, West Essex 0, Stanway Rovers 2, and White Ensign beat FC Clacton by 4-1. There was one game on Tuesday night, that was a goalless draw between West Essex and Tilbury. Oh, there were two others on Tuesday, actually, sorry. Buckhurst Hill were beaten home by Coleshill Town, a rare win for the Sea Growers, who won 1-0. And it finished Romford 1, Great Wakering Rovers 0. And last night, there was a goalless draw between Sporting Bangor United and Saffron Walden Town. So Tilbury clinging on to top spot is still 9 points clear, despite dropping points this week, with Woodford Town in second, Romford third, Barking fourth, and Sporting Bangor United in fifth. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted were without a match on Saturday, but Tuesday night they travelled to Colney Heath and lost 3-1, so they dropped two places in the table to 14th. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, there was one Friday night fixture, 1-1 draw between Mayen Baker and Clapton. On Saturday, Basildon Town beat Burnham Ramblers 3-2. Benfleet scored 5 without a reply against St Margaret's Bury. Elsewhere, finished Clapton Community 0, Hackney Wick 0, Cannonswood 5, Barkingside 0, Dunmow Town 1, Hoddesdon Town 4, Hutton 8, North West London 1, Newbury Forest 0, Enfield Borough 3, and Harlow Town lost 4-2 at Wormley Rovers. On Tuesday night, it finished St Margaret's Bury 3, Southend Manor 2. And there were four games last night. 2, Benfleet beat Tower Hamlets 2-0. Broomsdale 0, Wormley Rovers 1. Mayen Baker 2, North West London 5. And Parkview 4, Newbury Forest 3. So Benfleet, top of the table, 3 points clear of Wormley. Hutton in third, Harlow Town in fourth, and Clapton Community in fifth. On to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, just focusing on the Essex sides who were in action on Saturday. It was a 3-1 win for Wivernoe Town away at Distown. Stanway Pegasus won away from home as well. They won 1-0 at FC Parton Drove. It was a 1-0 draw for Holland at Haverhill Rovers, and also for Harwich and Parkston, who drew 1-1 away to Holbeach United. Great Yarmouth remained top, Framlingham second. Third, fourth and fifth of Stanway Pegasus, Holland and Harwich and Parkston.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So on to our women's roundup, looking at some of the sides, women's sides, our local non-league clubs. First off, in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, Hashtag United remains second behind Portsmouth after a 2-2 draw at Plymouth last Sunday. The Tags don't have a game this Sunday, but Billericay, who didn't play last week, have an away fixture this Sunday at Cheltenham Town Ladies. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Premier Division, Bowers and Pitsea, currently in ninth place, lost 5-0 at third place Royston Town on Sunday. They have a home fixture this Sunday when they take on the bottom club, Kings Lynn Town Ladies. And in the Eastern Region Division 1 South, there was only one league game involving our local sides last Sunday. Lawford Ladies travelled to Watford Ladies Development, and it was a 3-3 draw. There was a cup game in the Essex Women's Trophy, and it was Billericay Town Women Development side taking on Hutton Women, and Billericay won that one by 1-0. And finally, taking a look at the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North. There was a impressive win for Clapton Community last Sunday. They won 7-1 away at Richmond Park. Defeat for Hackney, though, they hosted Sport London East Benfica, and they lost by 1-0. Just looking at the fixtures, just getting back to the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South. First of all, this Sunday sees Billericay Town Development take on Stanbury Pegasus Ladies. Hutton Women face Cheshunt Women. Southend United Community Sports have a trip to Watford Ladies Development. And Lawford Ladies, they are away to Woodson Park Ladies. And in the London and South East Regional Women's Division 1 North, Clapton Community host Sport London East Benfica, the side who defeated Hackney last Sunday. Hackney themselves have a trip to Denham United.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
You can keep it.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a drag it is, the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, 'cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life, watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, 'cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. In America, all my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Oh, 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 there's panic in America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy as I got the news. Oh, when you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be
still have that one from 2006. That was Razor Lights and America. 14 minutes to 8. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is the Non-League Hour. Just to remind you of what's happening after I've finished this evening. Gareth Williams is along between 8 and 10pm, as per usual, with Bumper to Bumper, his weekly trawl through indie and alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And then 10 till midnight, it's a country and Americana show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeline Christie. And Madeline's special guest this week is alt-country artist Misha Fair. So that's your Thursday night here on Phoenix FM. So, on to the final segment of the show now, where we have a preview of the forthcoming week's men's fixtures. And in the National League on Saturday, Southend United host Woking at Roots Hall. Dagenham and Redbridge are at home as well. They take on Oldham Athletic in just outside of the playoff spots at the moment. That one is at Victoria Road. And as mentioned earlier, Chesterfield could actually clinch the title this weekend. They only need just one more point. I believe they host Boreham Wood. And Southend are back in action on Tuesday night. They have a trip to the West Midlands to take on Solihull Moors. They're currently in fourth place. National South, meanwhile, Chelmsford City in second. They travel to Taunton Town, who are currently just above the drop zone. Braintree Town have a game against the league leaders, Yeovil Town, so they could inadvertently do the Clarets a favour. Although City is 7 points behind Yeovil, it's not completely out of the question that they could still win the title. I think the last six, seven games are going to be very interesting indeed. Aveley, meanwhile, looking to get back into the playoff spots. They host St Albans City at Parkside, who are currently in seventh place. And on to the Eastern Premier League. As I mentioned earlier, Concord Rangers in action tonight. That's just kicked off, actually. They are playing Enfield Town at the Aspects Arena. Saturday sees leaders Hornchurch travel down to Brighton to take on Whitehawk. Billericay Town in desperate need of a win to get their season back on track. They host Wingate and Finchley, who are a couple of places above them at the moment. It's an all-Essex affair at Park Lane. Canvey Island versus Hashtag United. And struggling Concord Rangers, currently at the foot of the table, they travel down to Lewis. And on Tuesday night, Concord are back in action, and it doesn't get any easier for them. They are away at Hornchurch on Tuesday night. On to the ESPN North, and if you fancy a bit of Friday night football, you might want to head to the Brentwood Centre Arena tomorrow night, because Brentwood Town are playing Maldon and Tiptree. Not sure, it might be Poppy Lawrence, that one myself, actually. And on Saturday, Bowes and Pitsy host Bury Town. Hayward Swifts face Grays Athletic. Basildon United are away to Ipswich Wanderers. Redbridge, they face Wroxham, and it's Walthamstow against Brightlingsea Regents. And there's some games on Tuesday night as well. Basildon United play Bury Town. Brentwood Town versus Bowes and Pitsy. I think that's going to be the third attempt to play that one. So I hope the rain holds off for them. Redbridge host Grays Athletic. Whittam Town are at Stowmarket. And Haybridge Swifts are away to Wroxham. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have a home fixture on Saturday. Face Stockfold at Capershots. Essex Senior League Friday night sees Ilford play West Essex. Looking at Saturday's games, Buckhurst Hill face Little Oakley. FC Clacton take on Woodford Town. Fremford are up against Sporting Bangor United. Houston Town versus Barking. Romford versus Coggeshall Town. Saffron Walden Town versus Athletic Newham. Stanbury Rovers take on Great Wakering Rovers. Tilbury Leaders face Harbridge Sports. And it's White Ensign versus Takeley. And Tuesday night, Fremford play Wakering. Tilbury are at home to Barkers. One on Wednesday with White Ensign hosting Buckhurst Hill. And in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there's a couple of fixtures for Stansted this week. Saturday, they have a home match against Milton Keynes Irish at Hargrave Park. No, I thought they had a midweek fixture as well. I was thinking of last week. Sorry, it's a live show. So in the Thurlow Division 1 South, meanwhile, some of the fixtures there Saturday, Burnham Ramblers at Broomsdown, Clapton face Wormley, Hutton travelled Wenfield Borough, Hackney Wick face Newbury Forest, Basildon Town at Hoddesdon Town, Benfleet leaders away to North West London, Parkview versus Clapton Community, Southend Manor face Cannons Woods, May Baker at St Margaret'sbury, and it's Tamworth Hamlets versus Harlow Town. There's one on Monday, Newbury Forest versus Benfleet. Tuesday night, Burnham Ramblers v Barkingside, Clapton against Southend Manor, Basildon Town away at Wormley, and there's one on Wednesday, Tamworth Hamlets playing at St Margaret'sbury. And on Saturday in Thurlow Dun Division 1, North Holland travel to Framlingham Town, who are currently a couple of places above them in second place. Stanway Pegasus are home to Distown. Hammocks and Parkston face Hull Beach United, and Wivenhoe Town are at home to FC Parson Drove. So that is the fixtures taking place this week. I hope you can get along and support one of our local sides, because it is non-league weekend. With it being an international football weekend, there's no Premier League football, no Sky Bet Championship, there's only a few games in League One. So hopefully we'll see some increased attendances at non-league grounds. So do try and get along to a non-league match if you possibly can. I shall be back on the radio on Saturday afternoon here on Phoenix 98 FM, Phoenix Sport, between 3 and 6 p.m. All of the afternoon's live sports updates and plenty of great music as well. I hope you can join me then. If not, I'm back here, all being well, next Thursday between 7 and 8 for another non-league hour. Thank you for your company this evening, and take care. Gareth is next with Bumper to Bumper. This is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Riverman. Bye for now.
There's something hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, she came to my show to see about my day. And at a show on Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, she came to my show just hear about my day.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From the